Good morning, Alec Avaneros. Thank you so much for being on Impact 103 FM's Morning
Great
Drive.
To be with you.
We're going to be talking about health span, that is.
Yeah.
So all our statisticians are going to be loving this show because we're going to be hearing about percentages and weight, body weight. We need to be carrying weights on and a whole lot of things. But let's start with health span. How do we increase our health span?
I think the key understanding is, what does health span mean? And basically the difference between your health span and your lifespan is the amount of time that you spend healthy and well. So it doesn't help that you live longer, but you're in frail care. You want to enjoy your life, and that's where health span comes into it. So today we're going to just cover a couple of very interesting topics and give some good advice on how to help people improve their health span. But for starters, we just want to let people know that, you know, you're in for a 30 to 35% reduction in what they refer to as all-cause mortality if you are fit and healthy. So that basically means that if you're standing next to somebody that is fit and healthy and you aren't, that you have got a 30 to 35% higher risk of kicking the bucket. So that's what it boils down to. And the implication of that is that you can improve your health span by about 3.5 to 4 years or 1,500 days. So if you look after your health, you can live in good health for 3 or 4 years longer than somebody that doesn't put any effort into looking after their health.
Like, what measures can we look just to see as indicators if we are on the right track and if we aren't? I'm sure there's a height, waist, circumference that we can measure.
Yeah. Yeah,
as a starter.
That to me is a really good one. BMI, that everybody's familiar with, is not bad, but an easier one is just to measure the circumference of your waist, and it needs to be less than half your height. And that is a very good indicator of whether you are, your body composition is right with regards to your percentage of body fat to muscle mass. So that's a really good one to easily check yourself with.
Lifestyle diseases, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes. Yesterday was actually a World Diabetes Day. So that is something that is also a hot topic, and not just because it was World Diabetes Day.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon.
I think we need to understand that the terminology of lifestyle disease is because a lot of it is caused by your lifestyle, which means that it's largely within your control to either prevent it or reverse it, or just carry on the way you are, and then you need to accept the consequences of it. And what we're saying is that most lifestyle diseases have a 30 to 35% increase in your all-cause mortality. So if you're suffering from a lifestyle disease, you've got a 30 to 35% more chance of dying prematurely compared to somebody who doesn't. But even worse than that is if you smoke, that goes up to 40%. So, yeah, and then what gets really interesting is when you see the implications, the positive implications of your physical training, exercise, and nutrition on improving your health span.
With the lifestyle diseases, you used two keywords, prevention and reverse. So somebody that has high blood pressure, what can they do to reverse it?
That's a very good question. But if they improve their nutrition and their exercise, it certainly will have an implication and an impact on that. If we want to go into that in detail, I'll prepare specifically. But as a general answer, it most certainly will improve.
That is a great answer. I don't need to go into the whole medical side of it, but that is a great start. And you say, nutrition plays a part. We're going to get to that in today's discussion as well. And the same goes for type 2 diabetes. It can be reversed by better nutrition, or improved at least.
Yes.
By better nutrition. I put you on the spot there, Alec.
Yeah.
Answered very well.
The diabetes is a little bit easier for me to understand, because I've put a lot of effort into understanding how the role of insulin, etc., and we can go into that in more detail. But simplistically, you're wanting to control insulin production, and you do that through, for argument's sake, intermittent fasting, and understanding how that work. So we have covered that. We can cover that again. But I think today the idea was just to let people really understand what a positive benefit it is on your life if you are fit and healthy and strong. So, you know, that you talk about VO2 max, and if anybody wants to, there's plenty of information online and available. Most sports trackers give you a fairly accurate indication of your VO2 max, but the difference between being in the bottom 25% of your age group and the top 25% of your age group can be between 200% and 400%. So it is enormous. And that is cardiovascular fitness. So that is basically getting out there and walking and running and cycling and swimming and canoeing and anything else that will keep your heart rate at an elevated state for a prolonged period of time. And that's what people generally refer to when they're talking about fitness. So it has a profound impact on your health if you are able to convert the rate of oxygen that it can be used by the body. And the trick there is to do, once you've got past the basics, if you want to improve your VO2 max, it's to do interval training where you are actually putting serious effort into trying to increase your heart rate for between 2 and 5 minutes, and then back off for 50% of that time, and then repeat it again and again and again. But you only need, that's only 8% of the volume of your training for the week.
Alec, you know what I like about these discussions is you can get so practical, and you don't need to necessarily get a gym membership if you can't afford it at the moment. You can also just start with body weight.
Yeah.
And I know you've got very interesting stats with body weight for male to female ratios in different exercises.
Yeah, so we covered the most important one, which has the biggest implication, and that is your improving your VO2 max. And then after that is your muscle mass and your muscle strength. And people forget that your muscle mass is directly correlated to how effective your immune system functions. So apart from just being strong and healthy and being able to perform better, it has a bearing on your immune system. So we'll go into that now, but if we're looking at a basic test that you can do, there is you do what's referred to as an air squat. So you're just standing, you drop until your knees are just below 90 degrees, and you need to be able to hold that pose for 2 minutes, men and ladies. And if you can, then you're in a relatively good space. It starts burning pretty quick, so 2 minutes gets really long. But if you can handle 2 minutes, then you're in a pretty good space. Yeah, another one that you can look at is the dead hang, where you're hanging off a bar. And again, men need to be able to hang for 2 minutes, and ladies should be able to hang for 1.5. And that's for an average 40-year-old person. And then another one is a farmer's carry, where you're actually walking, holding something in each hand.
It's like carrying your groceries.
Yes, yes, except a little bit heavier than that. So men should be able to walk for 2 minutes carrying 100% of their body weight, and females should be able to carry 75% of their body weight. That's quite a challenge, and then if you can do that, you are generally in a good space.
Let's look at habits of people that are fit and healthy.
On the habit side, I think it's really important that if you want to build muscle mass, that the building blocks are there. So you need to eat enough protein. And on the protein side, for a 90-kilogram male, they should be having at least 200 grams of protein a day. And for a 60-kilogram lady, they should be eating about 132 grams a day. And really good sources of protein are eggs, fish, nuts, beans, Greek yogurt, and beef, chicken, pork, game meat. That really makes a big difference. And then we get to moving, which is the VO2 max and all the cardio exercises that we spoke about, and sleeping, getting to bed regularly on time.
Alec, I just want to go back on the moving and our watches. We have these goals that we set on our watches saying we want to be able to do X amount of steps.
Yes.
What is a good habit of a fit person? What kind of steps are they doing? What amounts of steps are they doing on a daily basis? And how can we gauge if we are on track, if we're doing enough? Because sometimes we think 1,000 steps, wow, that is nothing in comparison that needs to be done on a daily basis.
Yeah, so the minimum that you need to have is close on 6,000. A good goal is 10,000. And then obviously from there on, the more the better. So you can set your own goals depending on what it is that you are aiming at and what you want to achieve.
Going back to sleep that you have just touched on now, essential. People, I think, underrate sleep.
Yeah.
They don't understand the importance of it. They think if you're just on the go all the time, either you call or you're productive, whatever it may be, but actually it can be very detrimental to you if you're not getting enough sleep.
Yeah, and I know for me personally, this is the area that I struggle with, and I'm trying hard to improve it, and I'm trying to experiment and find out what I can do to improve it. But in general, going to bed at a regular time, getting up in the morning at a regular time, getting outdoors early, getting sunlight exposure early and just in the evening, avoiding blue light, darkening your room, having a colder, cooler temperature in your room when you sleep. Those are all beneficial. What exactly will work for you, I don't know. You need to find out. And I'm still trying to find out what I need to do to actually get more sleep. So I go to bed early, but I wake up really early in the morning.
Maybe it means what time are you having your last cup of coffee?
Yeah, I've done that. So that stops early afternoon. That hasn't really made a difference. If I do, I go decaf. But it's still an issue. And then after that, it's really important that you mentioned body weights, but lifting weights. You have to do strength-based training at least 3 times a week. And whether it's with free weights, with bands, machines, body weights, is really irrelevant. And that depends on you and your goals. But if you don't build up your muscles, especially from the age of about 35, you start losing about a percentage of muscle mass a year. And after you've lost 10% of your muscle mass, it has a very detrimental impact on your immune system. So it's really important to keep your muscle mass up. And as you age, you'll know that people normally end up falling and breaking something, and that's the beginning of the decline in their health. So you want to be able to avoid that, and you need to be strong, fit, mobile, and your balance, etc. And those are all things that are fairly easy to work on if you do it with discipline consistently on an ongoing basis. It gets much more difficult if you yo-yo up and down, and the trick there is just to make really incremental improvements and improve a little bit at a time. Don't try and do everything in one day.
Alec, let's wrap up today's discussion with lifestyle. We mentioned earlier on about having lifestyle diseases,
yeah.
But we've got to start with lifestyle, and sometimes it means stress, and we don't even realize the amount of stress our bodies are under without stopping and realizing, okay, maybe let's change a few things as a prevention rather than a reverse.
No, so stress is most certainly plays a huge role. And it's very, very difficult there for us to try and highlight and give advice in that regard, other than to say that you need to try and reduce the stress in your life. So, you know, don't take on unnecessary debt. Don't take on, learn to say no, so that you don't end up overburdening yourself and your time commitments, and your body needs time to rest and recover. So, you know, if you are on the go 24/7, 7 days a week, then you are going to have a problem sooner or later. It's not sustainable. So we want to enjoy life, and the Lord came to give us a full and abundant, victorious life. And we've covered over many episodes what we should be doing, and there's lots of good advice there. But basically, you need to look after and care for yourself. You need to love and nurture and care for your body, and you will reap the benefits of that, and all your loved ones will too.
Alec Avineros, thank you so much for being on The Morning Drive.